I am so hungry just smelling this. How about you?
We've been waiting for this segment all morning long. There's more than one way to cook a turkey, and the traditional method may not necessarily be the best or the easiest. And joining us live this morning with some turkey options, Chef Brian Baer from Amphora Catering. Brian, boy, I got to tell you, this stuff you brought in smells terrific. Sounds good, too, but it smells excellent.
Thank you, sir.
What's the biggest mistake people make with turkey that you can help them avoid?
Two of the biggest mistakes that people make is they do not defrost their turkey properly. And when you try to cook a frozen turkey, you cannot generate the heat throughout the whole bird, and you end up with a raw bird or you end up with a dry bird.
So the key to defrosting a turkey is there like a how many hours per pound kind of thing?
Well, you want to make sure that you thaw a turkey in a controlled environment. You don't want to just leave it in your sink where it can get bacteria to grow. So you want to thaw it in your refrigerator overnight if you have the room, or leave it to a professional.
Fresh bird a better way to go?
I think so. I think that you retain the natural flavor of the turkey when it's fresh.
Do you make the stuffing inside the bird or outside?
You can do both. We do both at Amphora for our festival feast. You want to have that stuffing on the side because it gets a little crispy on top. But when you do the stuffing inside the bird, you want to ensure that you get it to 165 degrees because in that cavity is where bacteria will grow.
That's good stuffing, too.
Oh, it is delicious, isn't it? I'm about to take a bite of the turkey here. Tell me how you keep your turkey moist. It's the biggest mistake people make. They overcook it.
Well, you know, with Thanksgiving, time is a constraint for a lot of people. You have to allot yourself enough time to bake the turkey properly or roast it. Usually 8 minutes per pound is the rule of thumb. When people try to rush, they get that golden skin, but they either overcook the turkey or they undercook the turkey. So personally, I like to start our turkeys off at a high temperature to get that great crust.
Right.
And then you start backing the heat off so that when you finish, you're about 250, 300 degrees and you maintain that moist heat.
What about things delicious, like putting it in a plastic bag to cook it, or even doing the deep frying thing?
There's a lot of different ways to ensure that you get that moisture in. You were just talking about larding and wrapping pieces of meat in bacon. With frying, you can definitely maintain the moisture, but you have to be very careful because of the water content that's in the turkey. You can have a flash fire and be in the emergency room on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, boy, doesn't that happen all the time.
It does.
The other thing that people seem to have such a hard time with, let's say you really score on the turkey and you've done a good job there, timing all the other things so that they're not cold while the turkey's hot. First off, not try to do everything you would do at a restaurant because you don't have a kitchen that a restaurant has.
It's all about the timing. Different foods cook at different rates. You want to ensure that anything that can have bacteria or that can make your family sick is done correctly and put to the side. All your other dishes, you want to have an oven-ready dish so you can put your oven on 250 and put everything in the oven so that it can bring up the temperature after it's already cooked.
Okay.
The trick is you want to get to 140 degrees to make sure you eliminate any bacteria.
Now, the plate here looks beautiful. Tell me what's on top of the turkey and what's alongside it.
First thing is the homemade cranberry relish. A lot of people still like to buy the cranberries that are in the can, and some people love it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you use quality ingredients, you get a quality product.
Wow. Really pops that cranberry.
It's good stuff, isn't it?
You have some orange rind in there
Yes, sir. Orange, mint, a little bit of vinegar, cranberries.
Wow. It's like an explosion of flavor in your mouth.
And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for those quality ingredients to give you that quality presentation.
How long does that take to do?
It doesn't take that long. The hardest part is shelling the cranberries and soaking them, of course, and then roasting them and then making the cranberry chutney.
These apple slices on top of the turkey?
Yes, sir. That's to distinguish. We brought two kinds of stuffing today, the apple chestnut and the cornbread stuffing. That helps us distinguish which ones are which.
Nice. It looks beautiful, too.
Now,
this is awesome.
If you goof up, can gravy cover a lot of sins?
It can, but if you leave it to a trained professional, you will not have that problem.
But it can.
Oh, this is so
good. As long
as
you make the gravy. There's nothing worse than someone taking the time 4 or 5 hours to prepare a Thanksgiving meal and then opening a can of gravy. You need to use the materials that come with the turkey. You can use the innards. You can use the spine. You can use the backbone.
Yeah, make sure you take those innards out, though, before you cook the turkey.
Exactly.
I know some people have wondered, hey, what is that? Oh,
Brian, thank you for coming in and have a great Thanksgiving yourself. Thanks for the tips, too.
Think of Amphora if you get into bind.
Chef Brian Baer from Amphora Catering.
We can tell you that food is delicious.
Fantastic.
All right, Tucker Eccles, we're glad you're not here because it left more for us to eat.
Well, I'm glad of that too, Mike. And I'm sad to say that the markets turned out to be the turkey thus far this morning.